Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Today, an update on a few wins for agriculture, we hope. First, on the federal OMB announcement that it intended to reduce by about 7% through sequestration the 10th and final payment to farmers in the tobacco quota buyout program.
Quickly, we knew that was going to be a real debacle if that happened. Thank goodness, with the help of our legislative folks in Washington, D.C., they went to bat for us and certainly argued our case, and we're successful here in the last few days making an announcement.
From the start, Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney said that buyout was not part of the budget, therefore not eligible for sequester.
That's exactly right. It was a contract basically between producers and manufacturers, with the federal government just facilitating the money, holding the money in a trust fund and paying it out appropriately. That was our argument from the beginning, that it really was not eligible for sequestration.
And on possible win number two, could we actually be getting a farm bill?
Certainly among the chairman, both the Senate and House ag chairs, and the conferees, I think, are beginning to talk about that and are meeting about that, and we see positive news coming out. So we really do need to get this piece of legislation finalized and signed and put to bed for right now.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky farm family working for you.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Back with Farm Bureau President Mark Haney on another possible win. While a big fix in immigration reform is not likely, within it, we might see progress on the farm labor component in need of improvement.
A complete, comprehensive immigration reform would be ideal, but it's probably not very realistic. And we hear folks talk about how a piecemeal is probably the best way to get this accomplished. In my mind, I would agree with that.
And legislation to bolster maintenance and improvement of inland waterway facilities looks like it's on track, critical in general commerce and, for example, in the movement of grain.
It's so important for us. We have to be able to do that. We've also got to be able to get fertilizer and all those things, all the inputs that we use to grow our crops. They generally come in about the same way.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.